In her time at the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, Jennifer Lincoln says she's found a common cause behind the most serious fishing accidents.
You know, if you ask me what leads to fatalities in the fishing industry, it's drowning, it's vessel losses and falls overboard.
Lincoln directs the Alaska Field Office for NIOSH. Their commercial fishing experts have been studying fatal accidents since 1991. Using their research, they've come up with a slew of mechanical gadgets, like door monitors and emergency winch stops, that make boats safer. But Lincoln says it's not clear if there's a button or sensor out there that can keep fishermen from getting hurt.
What we don't know, what we don't have as much information about, are non-fatal injuries.
Injuries aren't tracked like fatalities, in part because they're so common. But getting hurt can have big implications for a fisherman, like lost time and wages. If a problem goes untreated at sea for too long, it can lead to more serious ailments. And that can be painful. Jake Jacobson has fished in the crab fleet. He can rattle off some gruesome accidents.
I know guys that have had their foot smashed and bones broken when we were fishing way out west in the Aleutians, and they just stayed on the boat and wrapped it in a plastic bag and ran the crane until they could get to town and have a doctor look at it.
Unalaska's clinic sees a lot of those patients. That's why Lincoln from NIOSH teamed up with a state epidemiologist to study the local patient load. Lincoln says they looked through the Unalaska clinic's medical charts from 2007 to 2008.
What was interesting to me is that in that two-year time period, a fisherman came in every other day to the clinic to be treated for a traumatic injury.
Most of the time that was a sprain or contusion. It usually happened while they were catching fish or processing it.
They were hit by something or struck by something or crushed by something.
That could be fishing gear or even a box of frozen fish stored aboard a processing vessel. Those are pretty basic observations. Lincoln says there are some useful takeaways.
Sometimes there's a lot of time that goes by before they're seen at the clinic. And so the people on the vessel need to be properly trained in managing the injury.
Lincoln is sharing these results with safety officers at fishing companies. Eventually, she wants to be able to find the patterns in how fishermen get injured. That would require a bigger pool of data, which Lincoln says NIOSH can get by teaming up with the State Fishermen's Fund and the Coast Guard. Once they figure out the underlying causes, NIOSH can start suggesting tools to cut down on accidents. But they're never going to be able to eliminate them, says Jake Jacobson. He started out as a fisherman and now oversees about 80 crab boats in the Intercooperative Exchange. Jacobson says ending the Derby-style fishery made crabbing safer, but still.
You get knocked around a bit out on there, on deck.
That leads to lots of small injuries when accidents happen.
If they're little things, that fishermen are kind of disinclined to talk about it anyway, because it's just, you get over it.
And even if you can cut down on the risk of accidents, it's a lot harder to change the culture of fishing. The expectation of long hours, big payoffs, and the battle scars to show for it. In Unalaska, I'm Lauren Rosenthal, with help from Stephanie Joyce in Seattle.